TP Sidhu along with Mike Mayock of NFL Network. Mike, what did you think of Johnny's pro day today?
I enjoyed it. I think they highlighted the things they needed to. I thought the deep ball accuracy and touch, both inside and outside the pocket, were outstanding. Everything he did outside the pocket was outstanding. I think what teams wanted to see was what he would do from inside the pocket. He made every throw, and I think he confirmed that mechanically he's got the arm strength and the ability to make every throw an NFL quarterback has to throw.
You mentioned there were a few passes that you would have liked to have seen more of. What were those?
Well, I don't get as excited about the 60-yard arm throws. I like the 20-yard comebacks, the 18-yard deep in routes. They're a little bit, for me, more of an arm strength and accuracy throw. And he threw them well, but I would have liked to seen a few more of them just to gauge the arm strength against a Blake Bortles, a Derek Carr, and all those guys.
Obviously, the Texans have the number one pick in the draft. How well would he fit in with Bill O'Brien in this system?
I think that's Bill's decision. And Bill, any coach, any team that drafts him is going to have to embrace his style. And I don't think you just take a playbook and say, go learn this. I think today with a Johnny Manziel, just like a Colin Kaepernick or Russell Wilson, I think you take your playbook and you adapt it to what he does well, not the other way around. You want to make Johnny Manziel comfortable day one. So to do that, I think you're a run-based team with play action, move the pocket, and learn, helping him to learn how to win in the pocket, but embracing the things he does with his legs.
Now, you say it's the team's, decision, or they should try to adapt their style to fit his, but mm-hmm. Is his style sustainable in the NFL?
As long as he learns to win in the pocket, sure. And all quarterbacks that are gifted with great legs have to learn when and when not to run. I think Cam Newton's doing a great job of learning how to get down when he needs to get down, making a decision about when to run and when not to run. Johnny Manziel ran the ball and planned quarterback runs 11 times against Alabama, plus all the scrambles. That's too many. Okay, at the next level, it's got to be maybe a couple planned runs a game, a couple unplanned runs, but he's got to win in the pocket.
Do you think with his performance today that he showed that he's worthy of the number one overall pick?
I think he just confirmed things. I'm not a big believer in saying a guy that a pro day performance wins you anything. I think what he did was eliminate some question marks.
What were the biggest question marks, you think, heading into today's pro day for him?
Well, just people wanted to see mechanically, could he make all the throws in the pocket? And he showed them he could. He showed that his arm strength is as good as any quarterback in the draft. And beyond that, the things he needs to show, he can't do at a pro day. It's got to be in pads, in training camp, and in games.
Now, what did you think about his decision to wear the helmet and shoulder pads today?
Interesting.
Good interesting or bad interesting?
It didn't matter to me. I mean, I know what they were trying to do, and they went in the huddle, they put the pads on, they tried to replicate a game situation as much as they could, and I thought the attitude and the perception was good. So I thought it was interesting. I thought he made the point he wanted to make, but I'm not getting too excited one way or another.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the NFL executives here from different teams? What are their thoughts, and what's the buzz surrounding Manziel?
Well, I haven't had a chance since the workout ended because I've been on air, but prior to the workout, you know, everybody wanted to see what I just mentioned to you, which is mechanically, can he make the throws in the pocket? Is his arm strength there? Can he, at 6 feet, can he drive the ball on the throws? And he did, so it all worked out.
Now, how do you think he compares to Blake Bortles? Everybody was raving about Bortles' workout.
Bortles' workout was good, and Johnny's workout was good, but again, for me, pro days are just an opportunity to confirm and check boxes off. It's not an opportunity to change my opinion on whether or not he can play.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike Mayock of the NFL Network.
My pleasure. Thank you.